That's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass right here within the city. And the Golden Globe winners were last night announced. And we've got a huge competition going on right here in the city. Don't know if it qualifies for a Golden Globe, but there is a can of corn trophy that is involved that the mayor wants to be in the city's showcase. I have him on the phone this morning. How you doing, Mayor Welborn?
I'm doing wonderful, Ann. I hope you are.
Very good, very good. So I see, you know, there was an article in the Index Journal a week, 10 days ago, and you said that you were going to do everything within your power to win that trophy this year.
That's correct. I'm bound and determined to win that trophy before I go out of office. It hasn't happened yet for me, so I really want to win the trophy.
Well, yeah, so would it be fair to say that at your household you are eating lots of gathering lots of cans?
We've cleaned out the cabinets. I don't know what my kids are going to do for the rest of the month, but we're emptying. No, seriously, anything that we had that we doesn't look like we're going to use, we have donated, and you know, we're probably going to go to the grocery store before the weigh-in and buy some more items.
Okay. All right, so you are definitely looking to make your contribution. But how does the city, how do you feel that you are going to do this? I mean, the county has a large area. I do understand they have more employees than the city. So how is this going to come together? What's the plan, Mayor?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking for our employees. You know, every woman, every man's got to at least donate a can. So start with that. Then I look at the businesses that are located in our city, because really the city of Greenwood is the economic engine of the whole county. You know, we've got the hospital, we've got we've got Carolina Pride, we've got a lot of industries, and we've got Flandre University. We've got a lot of employees located in the city, so I'm looking at these surrounding businesses to hopefully spur them to contribute. You know.
So, I mean, have you made an approach? Because today is, what, the 13th, and the 27th will be here before you know it.
Yes, yes. We have made some approaches, and we're going around to different, also we're going to other industries and businesses, anybody that's located in the city. But we have made some calls, and you know, I'm optimistic, Ann, you know. And I'd like to call on your listeners. You know, look, everybody loves an underdog. We haven't won this thing in, I think, 9 or 10 years. So if you're listening and you want to help the city finally get that can of corn, you can drop off a can at the main fire station, which is, you know, up on Main Street. You can drop off cans at the municipal building or at the police department, either one, all three locations.
Now, Dev, you've got, because, you know, one of the things that the county does, they have Edith Childs, and she will pick up. Do you have pickup ability available?
Yes, Julie Wilkie with our with the city will pick up. You know, she will pick up. You know what, Ann? If it's enough food, I'll come pick it up. So my number's on the city website, my cell number.
And what is that number?
554-4465.
And let's see, Julie Wilkie's number in the office, I believe, is 942-8411.
That's correct.
So you have everybody that works within the city motivated. Is that what I'm getting
that's
out of
what
this?
Yes, I am. I've got them motivated.
You've got them motivated.
Got them motivated. So,
and I would
know, Edith is some competition, though. You know, she's tough. This is not an easy, you know, this is a David and Goliath-type battle here. But, you know, I'm doing everything I can.
Well, you know, I don't think it's too much for you to be out. You know, I know you love to run and everything. Maybe you should be out on the street with a placard running up and down the street.
I don't know if I could run with a placard. I think it is, you know.
Number, you know, like on your T-shirt, you know.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm not the most coordinated person, but, you know, I might do that.
Okay. And I could see on the city, automobiles. Why not get one of those signs that, you know, that you can put on the side that just helps? I mean, you've got the police department there.
Yeah, yeah, can do that. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I'm going to look into that. I'm not sure how the chief would feel about that. But, you know, but seriously, it is for a wonderful cause. You know, those three agencies are great. And right now, this is the time of year where they always experience a shortage in their supplies. So, you know, it's a great cause, and we're happy to try to make a contribution.
Sure. That's for the Greater Greenwood United Ministry, the food bank, and the soup kitchen. Now, the weigh-in actually will be January 27th out there at the farmer's market. So what do? You have the stuff taken out there to be weighed, correct?
Yeah, we are. And, you know, what always happens, it seems like, is we're looking pretty good with our pile because they have their pile. And then Toby gets on the phone, makes a few calls, and all of a sudden these trucks come rolling in. You know, I mean, last year we actually raised more food than we'd ever had donated. So I was very proud of that. But we still got creamed.
Got creamed? Is it creamed corn trophy?
That's right. So, you know, I don't know where he has these people stocking, hoarding food or supplies, but, you know, he gets on his cell phone, and all of a sudden it's just like, you know, they let the air out of the ball, and it just kills us.
Well, you know, I wanted to have you on because I really wanted to see if, you know, number one, the competition could raise itself to a new bar by more food being raised. What was it, 5,000 pounds, 5,000 plus pounds or something last year?
Yeah, I would love to see that number double. You know, I really would. You know.
So I am glad to see that you, Mayor Wilburn Adams, are taking this on. I would think, you know, if you have an in with the hospital, if all the employees over there at the hospital had to bring in a can, I mean, right there.
Yeah, but that could do it. That could turn it. That's right.
That's right.
Really good. Yeah.
So you just need to be out there politicking for the city to win.
Politicking for a good cause.
Politicking for a good cause. Absolutely. Well, I think that's great. Hey, can I just ask you a couple of questions? It looks like there's some discussion about the Festival of Flowers becoming a city event.
Yeah, you know, I am kind of encouraging that. The Festival of Flowers has been around since I've been alive. I'm the same age as the Festival of Flowers, so I'm attached to it. I think it's got a lot of value to our city and the county. And, you know, we do events, so, you know, I think it kind of makes sense. I would agree that it's a little too long right now, so maybe we shorten it up, but, you know, I'm hopeful.
Well, I mean, by the time we get to the main weekend, everybody is festivaled out.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, and you know, I think we would look at changing that.
So you would be in favor of that now?
Yes, I would.
If just out of some curiosity, what would be kind of the timeline on this if this was something that went forward? Are we looking?
Yeah,
at
I don't
this
think
year
there's any way we can
year?
Do it for this summer, but you know, the summer of 2015, I think.
2015.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's something that's in the works, and of course, Uptown is looking beautiful. You've just had one new business open up? Now you're cooking.
Yes, and I think there's another one. T.E. Jones is opening up a site right beside there. So we continue, and then we've got the Inn on the Square coming along. So you know, I'm excited.
Any idea when the Inn on the Square might be opening?
The owner told me March.
March.
Yep.
Okay. So, that'll be in time for summertime activities. And
yeah, I think that's the goal.
Any other things that are on your mind as far as the city is concerned?
Well, you know, Ann, we are definitely looking at doing more decorations on the bypass. Cause I know you feel like the city always shorts people out on the bypass. So
I want
you to know next year we're going to put some decorations out there.
So. More than just a sign that says we're
more
the city?
Than just a sign, yes.
Well, I will be looking forward to hearing more about that because we definitely would like to see some a little of the largesse on the bypass.
Yeah, we're going to work on that.
That sounds good. Well, Wilburn, I know you want to say one more time that you would like some support from those living within the city, and I guess you'd take support from those living in the county if they'd be so
inclined.
Oh, definitely.
If you come to the city, if you live in the county and you enjoy the city, make a donation, please, to the city. Help us. Help us.
So this is the year. This is the year.
This is the year.
This is the year of the canned corn trophy moving to the city.
I hope so.
You hope so. All right. Well, Wilburn, thanks so much for calling us, Mayor Wilburn Adams. Have a good one.
You too, Ann. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you just heard it right here. He's got a plan. I hope I've added to his ability maybe to come up with some more ideas. Maybe we'll see the mayor standing on the street corner with signboards. Maybe he'll make some of the employees of the city be standing out on the street corner with signboards to collect. The end of the food drive is January 27th, and of course the county versus the city, and that will be going up January 27th. They will be weighing everything in at the old farmer at the farmers market out there behind the Civic Center. So the United Ministries, the Food Bank, and the Soup Kitchen are the beneficiaries, so it sure is a good cause. So get in with this friendly, although ramped-up competition happening between the city and the county. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and I'll be back.